Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of E-commerce Deep Dive. I'm your host, John Ghiorso, founder of Orca Pacific, and I now lead the commerce practice for Media Monks. Today, we're going to be going through a couple updates for the month of December 2022. So our first update is Amazon Inspire. This is basically a TikTok-style shopping feed that's available in the Amazon app. It's in beta mode right now, so not every brand can access it. But if you can, I'd recommend giving it a shot. I think it represents another way of Amazon becoming a place where people shop, browse, and are inspired by product and not just go to buy the thing they know they already want. So an interesting one to keep an eye on and participate in if you can. The second update, Amazon announced the launch of a new bundle manager tool, which allows you to create, maintain, and remove virtual bundles for products. This update should make creating and managing bundle strategies more realistic and attainable, especially at scale. So number three, this one's a little more complicated. So AWS clean rooms were announced in December. So this is a new privacy-enhancing analytics service that helps companies across industries easily and securely analyze and collaborate on their combined data sets without sharing or revealing underlying data. Amazon leadership has recently expanded clean rooms from being an industry-specific service, initially meant for advertising and marketing, to more of a horizontal service that's available for customers in all industries. Because of this pivot, more info will be released over the coming weeks. Marketing and advertising use cases remain a central focus, and there are no changes to their privacy controls or workflows. So why is this impactful? It allows two or more AWS customers to securely collaborate their data in the AWS environment, which helps marketers answer key business questions. Savvy agencies and advertisers no longer want a platform to grade their homework, and AWS helps solve for this. What about Amazon Marketing Cloud, or AMC? So AMC is still a focus, but it's meant to stay under the Amazon Ads umbrella to measure the efficacy of Amazon ads, including sponsored ads, DSP, Seismic, etc. But the AWS product is meant to be more expansive. So AMC is built on AWS. AWS clean rooms are meant to measure broader clients. So think about those non-endemic brands, consumer services, B2B, et cetera, but that still want access to that fundamental idea behind AMC. So last but not least, this month's a short one, update number four, we have a big update on Amazon Marketing Stream. So sponsored display data sets are now available. Since sponsored display placements appear on product detail pages instead of search results, this update should now offer new insights into additional placements. Okay, so like I said, that was a short one, but I hope you all got value out of this. I'll see you again when we do our updates for the first month of the year. As always, if you're getting value out of this, follow us on LinkedIn, check out our website, go to our YouTube channel. We're trying to put out more and more content, especially in 2023. So I hope it's valuable. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.